Yeah, the Mishnah starts off. Mashkin beis hashalchin b'moyit. Anoid means on cholam moyit. You're allowed to water a beis hashalchin. That means Rashi says soda shiyamedis bahar. You have a field that's on top of the mountain. V'tzorach lashkoy sitomid. It doesn't have enough water with the regular rain water, because the water that comes down on the mountains just flows right off it. So you have to water it yourself. And if you don't water it, whatever's growing is going to die. Therefore, the lacha is mashkin oisa filo b'chol shemoyed. You're allowed to water the ground, this field, even on chol shemoyed. The fishu lay hefsit gadol. Because if you don't water it now during chol shemoyed, whatever's growing there is going to die, because it's used to always watering it. Emeina mashkoi soy. V'davar shel hefsit hetiru chachamin. Litroyach bar b'chol shemoyed. Something that's a davar hefsit, davar ovud, that you're going to lose out if you don't do it. The Rabbanu will make you allowed to do this work on chol shemoyed. Like really, the Gemara in Chagiga dachshins the pasuk tichsev. This is the yisoid of chol shemoyed. The pasuk says in Devarim, sheishes yomim toicho matzois, over yom hashvii atzeres l'Hashem lekechem. 6 days eat matzah, and the seventh day it's otzer. You can't do malacha. You can't do work on the seventh day. So we dachshin like this: mashvii otzer basias malacha. Just like the seventh day of Pesach is a yom tif. You can't do malacha. Af shisha atzurim biasias malacha. The same thing. The first 6 days, the whole chol shemoyed. Also, you're not supposed to do work during chol shemoyed. Ima shvi otzer b'chol malacha. Maybe just like shvi, the last day of Pesach is a regular yom tif. It's also to do any malacha except cooking. Af shisha atzurim b'chol malacha. Maybe all the 6 days of chol shemoyed. Lav dafka six. It means all even through chol shemoyed. Also, you're not allowed to do any malacha. Tamulayim. The pasuk says no hashvi. The seventh day. So it's a diyik shvi otzer b'chol malacha. Only on the seventh shvi shal pesach the yom tif, that's the day you can't do work. V'ein shisha atzurim b'chol malacha. Ma'ashen kein during chol shemoyed, it's not also to do all type of works. So it's a stira. First the pasuk is mashmi, not allowed to do work. And then we dash and you are allowed to do work. So what's going on? So the klal is, haloi mosra na'kosav el chachamim. The Torah gave it over to the chachamim. Loy malach to tell us eiza malach asura b'chol shemoyed v'yeiza moteris. The rabbanon have a right to tell us which malacha we're allowed to do on chol shemoyed and which malachas we're not allowed to do during chol shemoyed. Now our mishnah starting off with the yisoid o malacha sheish pa hefsid, a malacha that if you don't do it you're going to lose out money. Like here you have your field, you have a tomato field, you're growing tomatoes, and it's growing in a place that it doesn't have enough rainwater there. So it only lives because you can stay there, water it. And if you're not going to water it during chol shemoyed, the things will die out. So that's called the davar ovud, the davar hefsid. You're allowed to water it. And made a way so I saw. The guy in the hashkas beis hashalchin is a tir chacham. The chacham will matter. Now as we go along the mesechta, we'll see it's a big machlokes we show him whether the malachas on chol shemoyed are also midiraisa. That means this pasuk, some shittas learn it's a drash midiraisa. The Torah says malacha is also. And the Torah says malacha is mutter. How could that be? The Torah gave it over to Chachamim to explain to us what they think should be asr. But what the Chachamim say is asr, now it's asr midiraisa. And what the Chachamim say it's mutter, is mutter midiraisa. The same you say they have by Yom Tov also. By Yom Tov, the hey yinuyim, not to wash yourself and not to wear shoes, a lot of Rishonim holds midiraisa. Ah, you find certain Aterim, you're allowed to wash yourself. The Torah says the Torah gave it over to Chachamim to tell us what the Torah meant. The Chachamim said this the Torah meant is Osir, this the Torah meant is Mutter. Same thing Chol shemoyed. A lot of Shittas learn that it's Osir midiraisa, the Malachas that are Osir to do, and what's Mutter to do is Mutter midiraisa. Other Rishonim learn no. It can't be some is Osir, some is Mutter. It has to be the whole thing is only in Asmachta. That midiraisa you're allowed to do any Malach on Chol shemoyed. The Yisurim on Chol shemoyed is only midirabbanan. As we go along the Masechta, we'll see the Machlekes. Right, the Mishnah again starts off to say, Mashkin Beis HaShalchan, you're allowed to water. Beis HaShalchan again means a field that doesn't have enough from the rainwater, but you have to water it. B'moyi during Chol shemoyed u'b'shvi'is. The same thing during Shvi'is, the Shemitah year, that the Chur is not allowed to plant and grow, still you're allowed to water it. And the Gemara will explain what the Chiddush of Shvi'is is. Bein mi mayin shiyotze betchila, whether you're starting now a well, that wasn't used yet. This is the first time you're fetching the water out of this well, out of this mayin. Whether it's not a new well, you're not starting it now. It was used already from before. So Rashi learns, "Mimayin shiyotza betchila" means the achshav maskul noivam. Now's the first time the water is starting to come out of this well. Shadayin leyechziko darka drocha. Its way is not set yet, so it should be a shalot. It should be worse. Should be more of an issue to do on a cholamoid. Because since the water doesn't go on the right path yet, maybe you'll have to work much harder to get the water its right path onto your field. So the chiddush is even that is mutter. Loy me boy, if it was ready, used already the well, and there's a path for the water to go onto your fields, it's not such hard work. But even the first time you're using this well, and you have to first make the path for the water to go, still it's mutter to do on chol hamoed. Avalein mashkin loy me memi hagashamin. But you can't use water, rainwater. That means if you have a puddle of rainwater, to fetch that water and to schlep it into your fields, that's too much of a tircha. So the klal is like this. Even though it's a davar avud, your field, if you don't water it, the things will die. It's only mutter to do if it's not too much of a bother. But things that are too much of a bother, tircha yisrael is also even by a davar avud. So to use rainwater, to fetch the rainwater with the pails, that's too much bother, that's also. The same thing, water that's in the bowl. If you have a ditch of water and you have to start fetching up the water with a pail, drawing it up and watering the field, that's too much work. That's awesome. A well means the well is flowing already. You have a flow of water. You just have to direct the water which way to go. That's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. But start to fetch the water, metchilam, that's too much of a bother. That's also during Chol HaMoed, even on a davar avod. Around your vineyards, we have the grapes growing. You can't make, ugyas means charitz, it means holes. But you want to dig out holes near the roots in order that the water, there should be a path for the water to go there. That's also too much tircha to make the paths in the ground. You can't dig out charitz and make holes in the ground. This also we'll see in the Gemara, exactly the Yisra. Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah Oimer, Ein oisin es ha'ama batchila b'moyin. Same thing, an amma is usually a flow of water, like the flow of water going through your fields. It's called an amma because usually it's an amma wide. You have like 2 feet wide, and a flow of water, like a ditch, a canal, like a canal of water, a small canal of water going through your fields. So you're not allowed to dig like the ditch, dig the canal, metchila ban yomtif, an chol hamoed. That's too much of a bother. And oisin es ha'amma batchila b'moed. You can't make the arm of the canal going through your field on Chol HaMoed. It's too much of a bother. Uva Shvius. Who are the misasa to do on Shvius? Same thing, it's called you're working on the karka. It's also to work on the karka during Shvius. On Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'chachomim oimrim oisin esama batchilu bashvius. They held no, on Shvius it's mutter. Because the manashach, you're not planting right now. So since you're not planting and you're not making charishim, you're not plowing the ground, you're just fixing the water irrigation, that's mutter to do during Shvius. Mashenken on Chol HaMoed, the moeder it's awesome. That's too much of a bother to do during Chol HaMoed. Vaito mesaknin es amekukolois v'moed. If you have an irrigation system that was working and now it became a kukul, it got stuffed up, that you're allowed to fix on Chol HaMoed. That's not so much tircham, you could fix the mekukolis. What got stuffed up, it got blocked up, you could fix it on Chol HaMoed. O mesaknin es kilkulei hamayin shebishus rabin. Same thing if you have a rishus, in the rishus rabin, you have the gutters of the water, where the water should go through the rishus rabin. If it gets clogged up, you could be mesaking that also during Chol HaMoed. Again, since you're only fixing what broke, that's mutter. It's only also to make it new, it's too much bother making the new irrigation system. You could like dig into it also. They're special aterim. Well, if you're fixing the roads for the rabbim, then it's mutter. Means even if the system got so stuffed up that you have to start digging into it now, still it's mutter. You could fix the roads. If the roads got very dirty from the rain season. Now let's say Pesach, right after the rain season, so all the roads are dirty, are muddy, you're allowed to clean the roads, lekovid on Chol HaMoed. Since it's Tzarech HaRabim, there's a new heter of Tzarech HaRabim. The main roads, or the Rechayv usually means the meeting place, where the Rabim gets together to have the meeting places, you could also fix it on Chol HaMoed. V'yes mikvoyes hamayim. If the mikvah got dirty or got clogged up, you're allowed to fix the mikvah on Chol HaMoed. Since it's also called Tzarech HaRabim, this is mutter to fix. Even if it be a big tircha, still Tzarech HaRabim is mutter. V'yoysin kol Tzarech HaRabim. And then the Mishnah adds, you could do all Tzarech HaRabim is mutter to do during Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara will explain what does that repeat itself again, like it just went through Tzarech HaRabim. What are we adding when it says kol Tzarech HaRabim? The Gemara will explain every part of this later on. Umitzayonin es hakvoris. Who are then on Chol HaMoed? You're allowed to go to the base hakvoris, wherever somebody's buried, and make a tzion there, in other words, put white line there, that people, the Kohanim, should know there's a mace buried there, and male, they won't walk over the kever. So you're allowed to do this even on Chol HaMoed, since it's again, Tzarech HaRabim. The Yoytzin af al haklayim, and you're allowed to send out shluchim to check out the people's gardens to make sure when they're planting vegetables and grapes, there shouldn't be klayim. You're not allowed to grow klayim, and now on Chol HaMoed is a time, by says it's the beginning of the season when it starts to grow. So you're allowed to check this out on Chol HaMoed to go around to check out the fields to make sure people are not growing klayim. Even though it's a tircha, still Tzarech HaRabim, it's mutter to do these things during Chol HaMoed. Right. Mishnah says like, Gemara says like this. Hashtu yesh leimar, mimayin sheyotze batchilo. The Mishnah now again, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about that for a private person, he's allowed to water his fields on Chol HaMoed, even though it's a melacha, but since it's Tzarech HaAvud, if you don't do it, the stuff may die, you'll have a hefsid, you're allowed to do this, but Tzarech HaHefsid. Now the Mishnah says a Chiddush, not only from an old well that's running already, but even the first time now the water is starting to flow now, you're also allowed to use this water to irrigate your grounds. For the Gemara, hash do yesh leimer, mimayin shiyotza batchila. Now the Mishnah says you're allowed to use the well the first time. This is the first time the water is flowing out. You're allowed to start using this water. Tiyasalin fulei, really we should be afraid. Maybe it'll cave in. Maybe the banks of the well will cave in and the water won't flow well. You'll have to come to fix it. And there'll be a lot of tircha involved. Still, we're not afraid about that. Mashkin, we say you're allowed to. So, mimayin shelo yotze batchila. Why does the Mishnah have to say you're also allowed to use a well water that's not the first time, but you've been using it for a while already? If it's an old well water already, the lo yotze len fulei, then we don't have to be afraid the bank will cave in. It's already a solid bank, it has its way already, how the water flows out, we're not going to be afraid it'll fall down. Mi boy, like for sure it's mutter. So why does the Mishnah have to say both cases? Rashi says, the Yoslin Fule, Hakakar Shesviva, the ground around the well may cave in. The Adayin Lechziko Darko, it didn't have a flow of water yet. So the Derech, the way, is not solid yet. We should be afraid maybe you'll cave in. Mashkin, still you say what Becholah Shemoyed. You say you're allowed to use that new well. V'loi Chashina Dil Manofa, we're not afraid maybe you'll cave in. V'yosav Atarach Tirchi Yisayram, and if it does cave in, then we have to be afraid you're going to take care of it. Because you're in the middle of watering your fields. That's going to be a big tircha. You're going to have to build up the bank again and get the right derech. You're not afraid of that. So, mayin shayotza matchila shekvar hechzek darkov, mi boy de mashkemen abchol shemoid. Like, for sure you could use it on Chol HaMoed. So, why does the Mishnah have to say both cases? So, Mor says, yes, amri itzrach. I need both cases in the Mishnah. We need both cases. Itona mayin shayotza matchila. If the Mishnah would only say you could use a new well, this is the first time the water is flowing out. I would have thought like this. Hochuhu, in such a case with a new well, the Mishnah says, Afka de Beis HaShalchanin. You're only allowed to irrigate water. A Beis HaShalchanin means again a field on the mountains that doesn't have enough from the rainwater, that it needs you to water it. And if you don't water it, it may die. So it's called a Dover Ovid. That's what's mutter to do. Mashenkin Beis HaBalo. But a field that has enough satisfies itself with the rainwater. That means HaBalo, it had satisfied by itself. It could live without you watering it. And then the Mishnah says it's osur. It's only yosef, it's only mutter to do where it will die if you don't water it. But a beis habal that has enough water with the rainwater, you're not allowed to irrigate it. So I would have thought the Mishnah says lo. You know why? Mishum de yosel and fule. Maybe only by a new well you can't use the water to irrigate a field that has satisfied with the rainwater. Because then we're afraid maybe you'll cave in. But if you want to use a well, that's not the first time. It's in use already for a long time. And the way of the water flow is a strong way. We're not afraid of cave-in. We're not afraid the water will cave, the banks will cave in, and we'll have a problem fixing up the road. No, the water, the irrigation system is perfect. Ema, then I would thought, maybe then I would say, maybe then even a field, that you don't have to water it to keep it alive. It will live by the rainwater. You only want to water it in order to grow better, to make havocha, to have gain. Maybe there it's mutter. Kamash malon, that's why the Mishnah has to repeat itself and say no. That even a well that was used already, loishino mayin shiyotza betchila, not only an old, a new well, for loishino mayin shiyotza, not only an old well, for loishino mayin shiyotza betchila, and not even a new well. The klal is based on shalchanin. When can you use these wells, the water flowing out to irrigate your fields? Either well, whether it's a new one or old one, only a Beis HaShalchan, where if you don't water the field now, it will die out. So it's called a Dover Ovid, you may lose, you'll have a loss, then you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed. In, that's Mutter. But Beis HaBaal Loi, Mashenk and a Beis HaBaal that can live on the rainwater, and even if you don't water it, it won't die, then it's also Tiragir on Chol HaMoed. Even in the case we're using an old well, that you know for sure it's not going to cave in, there won't be a big bother, still, since you're doing a malacha, and there's no dover of it, it won't die, it can live on rainwater, there's no heter to water your fields on Chol HaMoed. Well, there's no heter to water your grass in front of your house on Chol HaMoed. Stamala won't die out those 7 days, it won't die out the grass. There's only a heter to water, do this malacha, where it's a dover of it. Where if you don't water it, it may die out, you'll lose out by it. Right, even if it's not a Tirchi Yisrael, you're still doing your malacha. It's a malacha watering the grass. See, the heter only is because it's a dover of it. For the Gemara now, how do we know? Tahai beis hashalchin lishna titzachusahi. Beis hashalchin means a thirsty field, a field that needs a lot of water. The pasuk says in Devarim, by a molek it says, v'yata oyef yageya. You are very weak, you're very worn out. Or metargmim, the targum of there says, v'at mishalhei v'loyei, like you were thirsty. So you see, mishalhei, shalche means the lashon of thirst, that a ground that needs water is called a thirsty ground. Or ma'ishtino, the high base abal, how do we know the Gemara calls a field that has enough water by the rainwater alone, a base abal, like a satisfied? How do we know, lishno demiasvusa, that base abal means a satisfied land? He, t'yachsiv, because the pasuk said in Shayo, ki'yiva bocha besula. If a bochel lives with a psula, or a tagmina, the tagmina over there says, Are kemo, dimias vasov, ulam, in besuta, yis yasvun vigavech benayich. So loshen of besuta, if dimis yasvun means you're satisfied. The loshen of yival means satisfied. See also. Sadar habal means a ground that's satisfied, has enough rain, lives on rainwater alone. It does not need the water that we water it. So tomorrow, man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah that comes out like this? To say the in, that you're only allowed to do a malacha to water your fields, not to have a loss. Only where it's a pseid involved. Or bahavochaloi, by they sabal that'll live anyway, you only want to water it in order that she grows stronger and faster, to havocha just to have a gain, that's awesome. Now, if you have filled up a mokum seder, and even when we say a beis hashalchin, that if you don't water it, you'll have a big loss, Mitrach namilor tachinin. You're not allowed to do too much tircha though. Like the Mishnah says, loy me gishomim, loy me mehakilon. You can't take water from rainwater. Means you have a puddle of water. You can't fetch that water with a pail and throw it on your field. That's too much of a bother. Who are then to fetch the water from a ditch? You can't do mehakilon. So you see, even though it's a beis hashalchin, where you'll have a loss if you don't water it, but it's only mutter where it's easy. Mashenken Tirchi Yisrael is Osir b'Mokim Hefsid. Who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds these two Yisraelis? Omer Rapuna Reb Elazar ben Yaakovi. Our Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tznan we learned like this. We'll have later on in the Gemara. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Moishche Nes Hamayim Meilon Lilon. If you have water, a puddle of water underneath one tree, you have like an orchard. You have a lot of, let's say, orange trees there. So when you have water under one tree, you're allowed to like draw the water from one tree to another tree. But you're not allowed to feel water the whole field. In other words, the whole field that's too much of a tircha, that's also to do. You can only draw the water from one tree to another tree. So Gemara says, Eima de shama de Reb Leza, havocha deloy. That's true. Havoch you're not allowed to. To water the whole field, that's just to make it well, to make those things grow well, that's aser. You're only allowed to fetch the water from one tree to another tree, what you need directly. Of a tircha b'mokam seida mishamatlei. But where do you see, according to Reb Leza ben Yaakov, you're not allowed to do a big bother? Maybe what's a tircha of a seida v'los, maybe even a big bother you're allowed to do. You only see from Reb Leza, the difference is, from one tree to another tree, you could draw the water, because that's called a tzarech, that you need the tree to grow. Mashenkin, to water the whole field, that's not a purpose of the field to grow. The field won't die. So you can't work for the rest of the field. That's only called you want to gain something more. It's not called you're losing something. But where do you see, according to him, that when you're working about not losing something, not to have a hefsid, if it's a tircha yisera, it's also? He didn't talk about a tircha yisera, and now Mishnah says, loy mei mei geshamim, loy mei mei akilun, that too much bother you can't do. So our Mishnah is not only according to Reb Leza ben Yaakov, like we don't see our sheet in him. Zumar says, Elo Amar Rapopo Homani Reb Yehudi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita. The Tanya we learned like this. Mayin hayotze batchila. If you have this well, it's a new well, the first time the water is flowing out. The halacha is mashkin minenu. You could use the water that's flowing out to irrigate your grounds. Afilu soda beis abal. Even a soda that won't die, that would live without it, you just want to do it to make it grow better. Divri Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shrita. As Rabbi Meir holds, you could do this malacha, it's not such a tircha, even for havocha, just to gain its mutter. Not like our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Meir Shrita. We have Yehudu Oimer, Ein Mashkin El Asada Beis HaShalchin. No, you're only allowed to irrigate, like our Mishnah, a field that needs irrigation, that it can't live on rainwater by itself. That's called the Beis HaShalchin. It's a thirsty field. Such a field, if you don't water it, it will die, so you're allowed to water in the Chol HaMoed. And he also adds on Shechorva, that already dried up already. So we'll soon see what does it mean, it's Chorva dried up already. Reb Leza ben Azayi Roimer, Leikach v'Leikach. He also knows whether the field is dried up already or not dried up already, you can't use a new Mayan. A new well, he's afraid maybe you'll cave in, there'll be too much bother. You can't use a new well the first time. Now, Yeser Akeinam Reb Yehuda, Yehuda says the bigger Chiddush even, that Lo Yefaneh Odom Amas Hamayim. A person should not Yefaneh, like move, start to move an Amas Hamayim, a canal of water. To have to draw that water from the canal to get the water into your gina, into your chavasa b'chol ha-shemayit. That's also to do on chol ha-shemayit. Masam, this is also called the tircha yisayram. To drag the water from a canal already, to start digging, like to be yafanim, to get the water to go into your garden, or your chavasa, that's too much of a tircha, that's also. Yeah. Zmar says now, my chorva. Reb Yehuda's first lashon was ein mashkin el asada beis hashalchan shechorva. You're only allowed to irrigate your field that's a beis hashalchan, a thirsty field, and also it's dried up already. For the Gemara, my chorva. What does it mean? It's dried up. Ilay mechorva mamish, that's mamish dead, like it's dried up already. See, if so, lomuli de mashkala. What's the purpose of watering it now? It's dead already. Here may tchias the mesim here. So what's the purpose of watering it? Amr Abaye, Abaye says it means shechorva mimayin zeh. It just means your old well dried up. It's still living, but its flow of water died already. So if you don't make a new flow of water, the produce there is going to die. So in such a case, it's called a dovra ovud, it's a hefsid. You're allowed to use a new well to let the water flow into this field. Amr Abaye, shechorva mimayin zeh. Now you have a new flow of water coming from a new well. So that's a Yehuda's halacha, that it's mutter. We have Leza ben Azayi Roimer, loikach v'loikach, no. That means loishana chorav mayona. Doesn't make a difference if the first mine dried up or not. V'loishana loichorav mayona. Doesn't make a difference if the first well did not dry up already. But mayin shiyotza batchila loy. If you want to start using now a new well the first time, the flow of water, you can't use it on Chol HaMoed. Because he's afraid maybe you'll cave in, and you'll have a lot of work to fix it up. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds you can't use a new well at all on Chol HaMoed. So I call upon him, our Mishnah comes out good like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Shita says that you're allowed to use a well to water, irrigate your field, it's only on a Beis HaShalchan. Only on a field that was already, that's a dry, that's a thirsty field, needs the water. For the Gemara Vaita, Omimai, how do we know this? Dilma may be at kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Beis HaShalchan in Beis HaBaloi. When did Rabbi Yehuda say you could only use, you could only water a Beis HaShalchan and not a Beis HaBal? Ela mayin shiyosa betchila. Maybe only on a new well does he say this yisoid. If you're using a new well now, since we have a doubt, maybe you'll cave in and there'll be a big bother fixing it, then we're only mocking you to water a thirsty field that will die if you don't water al dover over the smutter. But then he says a Beis HaBal that only needs havocha to grow better, then it's also. Why? Because we're afraid dilma yosel and fulei. We're afraid maybe this new well, the banks will cave in, and you'll have to build it over again. It's a big